David, your thoughts on today's 3-2 win here at Windsor Park?
Relieved. Absolutely delighted. We got the response that we needed. We wanted in the second half, albeit it took us a while. It took us to go 2-0 down before we really got the grips of the game. But full credit to the players there. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. They man in the second half. We were miles off it in the first half. We knew that. We didn't need to be told that. We came in and it was measured in our approach at half time, which sometimes it needs to be. We knew where we were at. We knew we had 45 minutes to give ourselves an opportunity to get back in it. But, you know, the group of players that played today and the subs that come on, take a huge amount of credit out of that today.
Character, resilience, pride, it was all there. Never say die spirit. Everything that you want in a Linfield team, isn't it?
Absolutely delighted with our players. And I continue to say they've given me so much this year, and I keep asking them to dig deep, to go harder, and everything else. So, full credit to them today. I thought we steamrolled Coleraine in the second half, to be honest. A couple of questionable decisions, but unsurprisingly, they don't seem to go Linfield's way. But listen, sometimes you've got to beat more than just the 11 men on the pitch.
There's goals throughout our team, and when you look at the three goals today, they came from people not normally on the score sheet, Cal McLean and Robinson and Niall Quinn. So it's great to see that there's goals in every player in this squad, isn't it?
I thought the second goal was terrific, well worked. Marek Suvanka, who had a good solid start today, worked hard, created the second goal. Niall, when it's rolling across the box, you're sort of thinking, who's it going to fall to? And thankfully, I fell to Niall's left foot, and he was a terrific finish. We hit the post and the crossbar before we got her. We got our winner, but say full credit to these players today. They showed guts. There was it might have been easy for them today to maybe throw the towel in because it was that sort of type of day. We had a low key sort of atmosphere in our own crowd. But fair play to the players today. They dug it out, and who knows where it'll take. Who knows where the 3 points come the end of the season might take us.
And with Ballymena winning today again, today's win was even more crucial, wasn't it?
Yeah, massive. A game when other teams are picking up 3 points, it's important that we take care of our own situation. We weren't taking care of it until later on in the game, but I can't thank the players enough today for their hard work and effort. And
great to get back to the winning ways after this setback of the last minute loser last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was important that we did bounce back. Again, the league's the bread and butter, we know that. So it was important that we bounce back with a big 3 points. I wouldn't say it was our most glamorous full 90 minutes, but I thought the second 45 was hopefully glamorous enough for the supporters who went home, hopefully relatively happy with a smile on their face.
I think the place was rocking at the end with the exhilaration of the 3-2 win at the very end. But now we look forward to a massive League Cup final here next Saturday. The chance to win the Cup for the first time in 11 years. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could pull that off?
It would be. It's a big game. And again, going back to your first, your point, I don't normally celebrate too many goals. But I did today because I knew how important it was, and I knew that what the players are given in the second half, and they deserve to get that. So big game now to look forward to, the League Cup, a game that we should relish. Ballymena, it's the top two going at it, so I'm sure the league committee will be delighted that we're going to have the top two teams in the country having a good old ding-dong. We look forward to it. It'll be a challenge. They've got good players, we've got good players, and hopefully on the day our players will be hopefully prepared well. Mentally right, physically right, they're going to win the League Cup for this club.
Everyone at this club wishes you all the best to bring that famous cup back here, and every best wish for a big, big game next Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.